Recently, the European Parliament passed a law to stop internet service providers from charging for preferential access to their networks, something known as the Net Neutrality Law. The legislation was also notable because of the campaign that eventually led to it. We spoke with Joe McNamee, the Executive Director of European Digital Rights, an advocacy group that works out of Brussels, about this campaign.
We've been working for the last 5 years with parliamentarians in order to promote net neutrality as something which desperately needs to be protected and needs to be enshrined in law. So there were three previous European Parliament resolutions calling for legislation before this vote happened, and this has been building up for a number of years. Now, separately from that, we set up the SaveTheInternet.eu campaign page, where we provided activists with absolutely all of the information they could possibly need about what was being proposed, how it was being proposed, where it was being proposed, all of the details about the legislative process, which aren't all that obvious to people living across Europe as regards how things actually get adopted. We also had a tool to allow people to send faxes to parliamentarians, to call through their computers to parliamentarians' offices, to allow them to know what was going on and to communicate what they wanted to their elected representatives. And between the relentless campaigning by the professional activists in Brussels over a five-year period on the one side, and then the mobilization of people that were basically given all of the tools that they needed to understand what was going on from around Europe, flooding parliamentarians with phone calls and faxes and so on. Those two campaigns running side by side were very compelling for the parliament.
Did you face any difficulties in communicating to the population across Europe the importance of an issue such as net neutrality? Because it's not an easily translatable to people not comfortable with the language of technology.
Well, it's definitely what was particularly difficult was that the European Commission had proposed something which looked like net neutrality, but which actually was not net neutrality. And explaining why what the Commission proposed was not actually achieving what it was claiming to achieve was quite difficult. And then on the other hand, the telecoms operators did an incredibly efficient job in press relations, so communicating to the mainstream press their messages in a very easy-to-understand form. So we had mainstream press giving a version of what was going on that was not exactly in line with reality. And we had the European Commission telling a different story, which was also not exactly in line with reality. So we had to rely very heavily on our own analysis and making our own analysis compelling and using social media to get the message out. And it was interesting to see that despite all of the misinformation that was going around, that there was enough resonance among citizens around Europe to mobilize them and to get the job done in the end.
Three or four lessons that you learned from doing this campaign that can be translated to other kinds of activism on other kinds of issues, not necessarily digital issues.
I think that the first crucial one is that you can't it's very difficult to be successful as a civil society organization if you rely exclusively on professional activism in the capital, because you need the weight the weight of the populace and voters behind you. And on the other hand, you will never get anywhere if you just rely on public outcries, because the compromises that are made between politicians will not necessarily reflect the key nuances of what you're trying to deliver. So you really need to have both professional activists and a wider campaign across society. The second thing, which I think we will need to do better next time, is there's a need to engage the press in a far more efficient way, because the big lobbies have their big press teams already in place, and if there's a risk that if a misleading version of events is going through the press, that you're not going to have as much of a public outcry. We were quite fortunate in our campaign that people who are interested in digital rights issues are more connected than the average voter. But if it was about a non-digital issue, then people would have had no way of knowing necessarily what was going on, because they wouldn't have been following social media on the subject. So they would have just got the story from the press, and the story that was in some very, very reputable publications was just wrong. And that needs to be counteracted.